Hello and welcome to the program, UFO Warning. In this episode, we're talking about Skinwalker Ranch UFO reappears. That's correct, Skinwalker Ranch UFO reappears. At least that's what one UFO observer believes. Now, this article comes to us from theoriginalnewsbreak.com, written by Roger Marsh. Title says, Utah Witness Thinks Object Resembles Skinwalker Ranch UFOs. Now, the dateline on this says 19 days ago. It starts off by saying a Utah witness at Mapleton reported watching and photographing a circular-shaped object hovering above local farm fields at about 5:47 p.m. on February 8, 2022, according to testimony from the National UFO Reporting Center. They say, one evening in early February, I went outside so my dog could do her business, and I looked up at the moon, which was above my house. I then noticed what looked like a planet in the sky near the moon over some farm fields by my house. However, it was too early to be able to see a planet. It was small, circular, and light in color. It did not move when I was looking at it. I took photos and videos of it and then went inside to tell my partner. He looked out the window and confirmed I wasn't seeing things. Still in the house, I opened my Skyview app to make sure it wasn't a planet, and indeed it was not. It's also too large at that distance to be a drone or at least a civilian drone. I went back outside and it was gone, but I took more photos of and video of where it had been for documentation. All of this was within a 4-minute span. I zoomed into the photos I have taken and adjusted the brightness and exposure, and it's somewhat triangular in shape with rounded corners and seems to be illuminated perhaps from the sun reflection or lights on it. Also, it has what looks to be an aura or haze around it. I wish I had kept my eyes on it for the entire time to see what happened to it. I'm going to attach the evidence I got. Now, they got a picture here of this object, and it's not a planet, and it doesn't look like a drone. I think they did a pretty good job of capturing this picture from that distance. It's mostly round, but it does have kind of a triangle shape at the edge of it. As far as the lights we're talking about, it's very bright on one end. It looks to me like this thing is self-illuminated. It's putting off light and kind of almost a round donut hole in the center of it, which is fairly dark. And like she tells us, this is an aura that's around it. You know, if you just saw the picture, you might think that was some blur around it, but I think that's what actually was produced by the craft itself. And that's something that we hear a lot about when we have witnesses talk about these orbs. Frequently, they change shapes. You know, they might go from a triangle shape to an orb shape to even a cube shape. And frequently, the light changes on. The luminosity goes back and forth, brighter to darker. And it's not uncommon for these things to just be kind of empty in the middle. So everything here lines up to what we typically see with these types of sightings. It says, now I'm supposed to give some personal background. I previously worked at a fast-paced job in New York City as a manager in analytics consulting. We had a sighting in New York City as well. Two smaller, wobbling flying saucers going down the street between buildings by our apartment. My partner saw them through binoculars, and I saw them with my own eyes. I will post that encounter under New York City sightings. And then it says, anyway, we moved back home to Utah. And once we had kids, we didn't want a nanny, so I chose to stay home to be the primary caretaker, and I don't regret it. I find the paranormal interesting. However, I am a skeptic and try to debunk something before believing it. I'm a spiritual person, but consider myself agnostic. I believe in something higher than us, just not sure anyone can say what it is. And then it says, what I saw is a head scratcher for sure. Skinwalker Ranch is a couple of hours away, and what I saw looks exactly like what they've seen over the ranch multiple times, if you've seen the show. And then it says, Mapleton is a city in Utah County, Utah, population 11,365. And then they say they edited some of the quotes for clarity. Now, I thought that was really cool that this, you know, very similar site of a craft, which looks just like what we see on television, occurs just a couple of hours away and not that great of a time, you know, in a similar time span within a few months. Now, there are a couple of other reports on here that I think bear repeating just because you're in this vicinity of Skinwalker Ranch. This says, Utah has rated 37th in total UFO sightings for October 2022 with 5 cases filed, according to MUFON November newsletter. Utah shared the rating with Connecticut, Alabama, and Arkansas. Florida and California topped the list at 65 cases each. There were 151 circular-shaped cases reported nationally in October of 2022. Now, circular-shaped, these, I think what they mean are these orb cases that we've talked about on the podcast for a couple of years now. And it seems like since about 2020, these things have exploded. In fact, there's a video online, and I retweeted it on my Twitter account. In fact, I just yesterday, I think, went ahead and reconnected my Twitter account. I guess Musk has taken over it. Hopefully, maybe it'll work better this time. If you want to go on to the Twitter, it's warning_UFO. Warning_UFO. That's the Twitter handle. And the site is UFO Warning. And I'll try to post links there to the podcast. But I came across this video on YouTube, and then I found it on Twitter with this young lady had posted a sighting of what looked like multiple orbs down in Tampa Bay, Florida. And it's pretty fascinating. The video runs for a few minutes. At first, they're kind of in this giant circular shape, and then they seem like they've kind of swarmed into this formation, and they're just doing all kinds of crazy things. Now, I've reached out to that person and asked her if she could make some comments on it for clarity as for exactly when the video was taken, exactly where at. And hopefully I'll get some response back. But if you go to my Twitter account, UFO Warning, that's warning_UFO, you can see where I retweeted the video at with this person, posted on Twitter, which is, it's really interesting. Now, the article continues on. It says a Utah witness at Mapleton reported watching a gray oval-shaped object over Interstate 15 at 10:20 p.m. on July 5th, 2007. So here we are even 15 years ago seeing these things, according to testimony at MUFON case 4NVD85UA. While driving on Interstate 15 near my parents' house in Mapleton, me, my brother, and my two friends were returning from a week in Lewiston, Idaho, the reporting witness said. Then my brother pointed out what he thought was a Chinook around 2 miles away, but we soon realized it was traveling too fast. Then it seemed to change direction and turn west and started to pull towards us at quite a high speed, perhaps around 400 to 450 mile an hour. Now that is flying. I'm not even sure a helicopter can go that fast unless it's some sort of high-tech military stuff. It then shot over some houses and fields near Springville and over the interstate about 250 feet behind our truck. I clearly saw it. It was dark gray and oval in shape. When it crossed the interstate, it was probably only 400 or so feet around the ground. Above the ground. Also, the disc made no noise, and on the bottom of the disc, there was a blue metallic cross. Now, that fascinates me, that you would see any kind of symbol, quite frankly, on these craft, but it says a blue metallic cross. When it crossed the interstate, the car radio changed frequency, and ever since this accident, the radio keeps acting up. Now, I think they meant incident. Maybe it's a Freudian slip, probably felt like an accident. Now, they didn't have any images there. I can only imagine, driving along rural Utah and having this giant orb fly over your head, at about 3/4 the speed of sound with the blue cross on the bottom of its belly. It says here, Wyoming pilot reports unusual light circling above Cheyenne. There was a case there, it says, where this pilot talks about his experience seeing another orb. So there's multiple cases there from Wyoming on that site, and I found them all really interesting. But getting back a little bit to Skinwalker Ranch, this story was also picked up by thesun.com. They talk about the sighting, and they also bring in some relevant information from Skinwalker Ranch, which I thought was interesting. The article is written by Cheyenne R. Uberia. And the title says, Alien Sightings, Eerie UFO Sightings Similar to Creepy Skinwalker Ranch, Where 50-Foot Disc and Mutilated Cows Were Seen, Witness Says. Now, in this case, of course, with Skinwalker Ranch, we have this correlation between eyewitness accounts of UFOs and then later on finding mutilated cattle. And of course, the mutilated cattle cases are all over the place, and frequently they're correlated UFO reports. Now, of course, this is from thesun.com, as I said. It starts off, says, a chilling UFO sighting is eerily similar to creepy Skinwalker Ranch, where 50-foot disc and mutilated cows were seen, a witness has claimed. Known as the most scientifically studied paranormal hotspot on the planet, Skinwalker Ranch in Vernal, Utah, has been monitored for decades. Goes on, it says, according to testimony from National UFO Reporting Center, a witness at Mapleton in Utah reported seeing a circular-shaped object that looked like a planet in the sky near the moon. After checking it wasn't a planet and taking pictures and video, the witness said, it is also too large at that distance to be a drone or at least a civilian drone. What I saw is a head-scratcher for sure. Then they go on here and they pivot to Skinwalker Ranch. They say Skinwalker Ranch is a couple of hours away, and what I saw looks exactly like what they've seen over the ranch multiple times if you've seen the show. And the author says Skinwalker Ranch has armed security and surveillance 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It was previously involved with a Pentagon-funded black budget study, a black budget project to study UFO activity, cattle mutilations, and other unexplained phenomena. The ranch is also known for being a living laboratory that studies other intelligence and possible interdimensional phenomena. Wow. So here we have the Pentagon funding black budget projects, studying the paranormal, studying UFO activity, and cattle mutilations, by the way. And what bothers me about this is that at the same time the Pentagon is studying cattle mutilations, we have cattle mutilations happening. And when people report these to local law enforcement or the FBI, typically the only answer they get back is that they were natural predators or the satanic cow tippers, you know. But at no point do they want to admit that, oh, by the way, we are studying this ourselves, trying to figure out what's going on here, because we don't know either. The ranch is also known for being a living laboratory that studies other intelligence and possibly interdimensional phenomena. That fascinates me. Finally, some of the people, I guess, that are in the know, that have the resources to study this stuff, are recognizing that these things might be interdimensional. They may not have to be from across, you know, the galaxy or from a different galaxy. They could be right next door, but just in a different dimension. The National Institute for Discovery Science also used the ranch in the past to research paranormal activity. Well, there you go. So you can see how the line gets blurred between UFOs, paranormal, interdimensional, because we don't know what these things are. Brandon Fugler says, one of the most prominent commercial real estate investors in Utah, has owned the land since 2016 after purchasing it from aerospace tycoon Robert Bigelow. Of course, if you've listened to the podcast, you know Robert Bigelow. He is a big-time UFO researcher. He has been interested in the mysteries of the universe from an early age and bought the land to aid in the study of possible extraterrestrial life. Fugle gave full access to a research team headed by Dr. Travis Taylor, who has worked for the U.S. Department of Defense and NASA in 2021. And I believe that Travis Taylor is now part of the... Oh, gosh, he's a part of the Pentagon new team investigating UFOs, or is he part of the NASA team? But I know, I just see he recently had an appointment to another government think tank or testing apparatus or research apparatus. Dr. Taylor's full-scale investigation was the focus of an 8-part series called The Curse of Skinwalker Ranch. Fugle said as early as 1911, the homesteaders started seeing unexplained phenomena. By 1979, there were a lot of UFO sightings being documented. People who visit the ranch have had really acute medical episodes, everything from nausea to perception-altering experiences and even temporary paralysis. And then the Sherman family acquired the property in 1992 and were witnesses to some of the most disturbing events on record. There were daylight cattle mutilations. We're talking about surgically precise dissections. They were drained of their blood. As much as 25% of the herd were lost. Well, this is something we hear about in these cattle mutilations, is that, you know, the cow's there, it's dead, the blood's gone. Blood's not spilled on the ground, the blood's just gone, evaporated, it seems like. It says, during the probe, his team witnessed multiple UFO sightings, heard shocking accounts of cows being virtually turned inside out, and noticed strange anomalies in the ground beneath the ranch and the skies above. And they did pick up some very strange things on their ground. I think they had ground penetrating radar. They were doing stuff with laser stuff. And there was really weird stuff going on there with the ground density. It was almost like something I think was, you know, quite large was buried there. what was happening with the radio frequencies above the ground was also very strange. There's definitely some kind of anomaly there, some kind of a hotspot, wormhole, I don't know. During the probe, his team witnessed multiple UFO sightings, heard shocking accounts of cows being virtually turned inside out, and noticed strange anomalies. It says the existence of the $15 million Pentagon study was first revealed in a story published by the New York Times in 2017, which sent shockwaves around the world. You know, you have to wonder why... New York Times. Okay, you might as well say that's almost like the right arm of the intelligence community. Okay, of the deep state. It's always the New York Times. So why did they release it? You know, they didn't want to just come out and publicly have a press conference, but you know, I guess they want to sell papers for the New York Times. Further details then emerged in a report looking into the work of the U.S. Defense Department's Mysterious Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program. Documents acquired from Bigelow Aerospace, a private company contracted to conduct work on behalf of the ATIP. So do you see what's going on here? It's just like this, you know, this little nest of boxes. You've got your government, which is supposed to be, you know, controlled by Congress. Of course, it's not. The Defense Department, Pentagon, they go out and they create this black box agency, ATIP, which nobody wants to even recognize exist. And then ATIP goes out and hires a private company, Bigelow Aerospace, to do the investigation. So what's going to happen to your FOIA request? You're going to send Bigelow Aerospace your FOIA request? Go ahead. What's going to happen is this just completely compartmentalizes and keeps secret anything. This is the exact opposite of disclosure. So, you know, people that are getting excited about the possibility of disclosure by the Pentagon or whoever in these upcoming congressional hearings, you need to grow up and develop an adult attitude about what's happening. If they were interested in disclosure, it would be done above board. They wouldn't be creating these black box agencies that nobody knows about. They wouldn't be using those black box agencies that nobody knows about, these departments, ATIP, whatever, to go out and hire private companies to do the research. They would simply, if they needed to farm it out, they would simply farm it out to a university and let professors and students work on it. It'd be a lot more transparent. They go on and say, documents acquired from Bigelow Aerospace, a private company contracted to conduct work on behalf of ATIP, indicated the program studied UFOs and other apparent paranormal phenomena. Look, these guys are leaving no stone unturned. When they tell you that they've got no interest in cattle mutilations, understand, probably not true. The company was founded in 1999 by hotel billionaire Bigelow, who has a long-held interest in the paranormal, including the mysterious Roswell incident in New Mexico. Goes on and says, before buying the ranch, Fugle said he was skeptic. He was a skeptic. I have never seen a UFO ghost, an orb, or anything of the sort in my life. In those first 6 months of owning it, I really saw nothing myself that would lead me to believe there was anything unusual. That all changed when he and others witnessed what he believes was a flying saucer above the hills around the ranch. We saw what can only be described as an unidentified flying object, a craft 40 to 50 foot long silver disc hovering right above the mesa, he said. This wasn't just a blinking light in the sky or something that was a little bit ambiguous. And so they saw it. They saw it with their own eyes, just like this person in Mapleton, Utah saw it with their own eyes. And it looked like the same craft, but who knows? This was a solid object that appeared out of nowhere, could move in the blink of an eye, and over a 20-second period perform maneuvers that I believe defy any propulsion physics we're acquainted with. And in the documentary, he tells that the precise moment one of those cows on the ranch suddenly collapsed. So, you know, here we have this UFO in close proximity and the collapse of this poor cow. It says, Fugle also revealed how Bigelow told him the spooky ranch was at the heart of a multi-million-dollar probe by the U.S. government into the supernatural. In a live stream with AlienCon, he said, Bigelow and his advisors did disclose to me that this property had been the center for a Pentagon-funded black budget program that ran for 5 years. 5 years. So the Pentagon has a 5-year program running at Skinwalker Ranch, the heartbeat of the paranormal in America. And they're going to tell us that they're not interested in cattle mutilations or UFOs? Give me a break. Quote, tens of millions of dollars. tens of millions of dollars were dedicated to that effort, and dozens of high-level scientists, military operatives, and officials were involved in that investigation. Dozens. But what happens when we have a cattle mutilation case? It seems like they just pull out the textbook, they peel off the page that says debunk, and that's what's released to the news media. No investigation ever, really. Nothing substantive. Not a single time has anybody, as far as I'm aware, been brought in on one of these cattle mutilation cases where the cow was found with no tracks around it and no blood. Goes on, he says, he was then informed that the results of the long-running probe would remain classified and confidential even if he bought the 500-acre ranch. Classified and confidential. The exact opposite of disclosure. The exact opposite of transparency. He was then informed that the results of the long-range probe would remain classified and confidential. At first, I was a little troubled by that. I felt like if I was buying the property, I should be privy to those details, but I quickly changed my view. Yes, and then that's kind of the conclusion of the article there. You know, listen, I think this is a fine article. You can find it on thesun.com. I find it fascinating that it's not just over Skinwalker Ranch that these things are being seen. They're being seen everywhere. Lately, there seems like there's been quite a few of them out in the Utah, Idaho, Wyoming area. But the fact is that they're there, they're being photographed, they're being filmed. And like I said, whether it's Skinwalker Ranch or whether it's down in Tampa Bay, Florida, doesn't matter, man, Orlando or wherever, people are seeing these things. People are recording them on their videos, and people are talking about it. So, you know, if you've got video, post it on Twitter, you know, send me a comment on Twitter. Would love to know about it. UFO warning, and you can find that Twitter address at warning_UFO. Until next time, this is UFO warning, over and out.